All right, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, the Girl Gaming and Anime Podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this is episode 13, lucky number 13.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so gotta take care of a little business here up front, and this
like
time,
we always do,
you know, because we handle mine. I handle mines, like, no doubt.
I try to, but then if I don't, I just put it in a corner till I've got some time.
Yeah, well, you know, you keep doing that, and eventually you run out of corners, and you're stuck in the middle of your apartment, and you're just surrounded by shit you gotta do, and you're just like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. But anyway, we want you guys to keep visiting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best girl gaming and anime podcast ever. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's the shit.
It's the shit.
And you can also comment on any of the articles that we put up. We love seeing your comments, good or bad. We prefer the good ones, though. I'm not going to front. But if you disagree, and evidently, this past week, some of you have vehemently disagreed with one of the articles. The 10
oh, really?
Reasons. Yeah, we'll get to that. Some people weren't feeling the 10 reasons the Sony PS3 will succeed article. And I'll be talking about that a little later on. But keep commenting on the website, because every time you comment, you get entered into our weekly sweepstakes to win candy or a t-shirt.
Or a t-shirt.
Free stuff, people. So, you know, you got that going on. Then, if you don't feel like commenting, and I don't know why you wouldn't feel like commenting.
Yeah, I know.
Directly,
like,
on the website.
We write
for,
stuff so that you can talk, like, to us.
Yeah. Like.
So do it.
Really. But if you don't, like, whatever. We're not going to sit there around and wait for you to comment. Sniffle, sniffle.
We're not going to wait for you to call. We're going to move on.
But you can also go to the Hit Us Up link and use our form and submit a question. So if you don't want to put it out on the website for the rest of the world to see, but you want to ask us something directly and then get an answer, use the form. Click on the Hit Us Up link and hit us up. And there's a little button that you can click on that will enter you into the sweepstakes. So again, you get knowledge and a chance for free stuff.
Yeah.
And we have another way you can contact us. Because, see, this is how much we want to hear from you people.
We try, and you guys just, you're not pulling your weight.
Yeah. So, all you got to do is call us on our toll-free number. That's right, toll-free. It's 1-888-333-8985. It's free call for you. It's free love
free
for
love
us.
Free love for us.
We love the free love.
I just love love. If I have to pay every once in a while, I guess it's okay.
No, I don't like paying for it at all. I shouldn't have to pay for it at all. I'm the girl.
Okay. You're the girl.
Okay. I'm always the girl.
Okay. You're the girl. You're the girl, Ninja. You're the girl.
All right. Anyway, so moving on to the next bit of business. This week's candy bitch. Drum roll, please. Matrix. You got candy, bitch! Yay!
See, and I haven't even gotten to eat any of this shit yet, so lucky you.
Yeah, I know. Panda hasn't gotten any candy yet. I am controlling the candy. I am the candy mistress.
Yes, you are the candy mistress.
I am the mistress of the candy.
Yes, you are.
I am. But anyway, we'll be sending you an email shortly. Requesting your mailing information so we can put this bag of delicious M&Ms in the mail for you. So congratulations.
And if you ever feel like it when you get it, you can snap a picture and send it to us, and we can put you in the Candy Bitches place of fame.
Yes, the Hall of Glory.
Yes.
For the Candy Bitches. I wanted to call it the Hall of Justice, but then I don't want to get, like, sued, so...
Yeah, we should avoid
that's
being
why
sued.
I said the Hall of Glory instead, but... It would be so much cool if we could do, like, you know, a Super Friends Hall of Justice theme. Have all the little candy bitches in there. That'd be cool.
Anyway, that's another podcast.
That is another podcast. That is another podcast. This is true. Moving on. If you've stopped by the website this week, you notice that we've done some updating.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and it looks good. It looks good. We got an ad running now.
Advertisement.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that. I say as I blow air on my nails and then brush my shoulder off.
Yeah, I totally know what you were doing, Ninja.
Because I'm a pimp. All right, so anyway, so stop by the website, check out the new updates, and let us know what you like and what you don't. We
Please.
Might change it. We might not, but...
Hey, at least you know that we at least considered.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we totally consider every suggestion that comes in to us as a question or suggestion. Like, we totally consider everything. We might not actually do it, but it definitely gets consideration.
It gets put into the meetings that we have before we...
Oh, it goes on the agenda. It goes on the agenda, people. But anyway, that's all the new business that I have for now, so... I'm going to turn the mic over to you, Pandalicious. What you going to do with it?
I'm going to use it.
Oh.
Of course.
Okay, well, you do that, and I'm going to drink my Slurpee.
Yes, enjoy your Slurpee.
It's delicious.
Hey guys. Panda's here, and I've got another anime review for you. It's called Onegai Teacher, or, you know, Please Teacher, depending on which version you bought.
Oh, that's what that means?
Mm-hmm. Onegai means please.
Oh, okay.
And it's a 13-episode arc. You know, and a lot of people had mixed reviews when this came out because they thought some parts of it were far too risque, you know, for it to be an anime, you know, towards, you know, teenagers. I mean, it does have a teenage rating, you know, so you kind of have to be careful with it. But I was at Anime Boston 2004. I was waiting for my hotel room, so... I went into one of the anime screening rooms because they have like 15 billion everywhere, you know, and I was just in there and I was watching this. And at first I totally was like, oh, this is so angsty. Because like I caught it at the end of an episode where, you know, the main character is kind of just doing his whole, oh, well, I don't know if I can do it. Oh, I don't understand everything that's going, you know, and I was like, blah, blah, blah. Like I wasn't interested. You know, a couple months later, you know, I'm in, you know, Suncoast and I'm looking around and I was like, oh, I'm like, well, maybe if I caught it from the beginning, maybe I would understand where the angst was coming from. So, you know, I go and I bought the first disc, and I was surprised at how much I liked it. You know, you got your main character, and his name's Kay, you know, and he looks like, you know, your average, you know, high schooler. You know, he lives with two adults, you know, he goes to school, everyone kind of likes him, he's not that bad on the eyes. You know, he's a sophomore, so he kind of looks like he's around, you know, 15, 16 years old. He's not. He's 18. And, you know, you're kind of like, 18-year-old sophomore in high school? How's that possible?
Is he dumb?
No, he's not dumb. He suffers from these things called standstills, whereas if he gets overly worked up too much, like emotionally, his body will go into a comatose state for God knows how long.
Oh, is that like those lambs that when they get scared, all their muscles stiffen up and they tip over?
I guess, maybe.
Yeah, those things
like
are freaking hilarious. I saw a video of that. And like when they get scared, like all their muscles stiffen up and then they just like fall over. They're like called fainting goats. It's funny as shit.
Anyway, then we'll say for the lack of better that he does this.
Okay.
And when he was 15, something really dramatic happened to him, and he was in a standstill for 3 years. But his body didn't mature. Like, his body, like, shut down. So when he came to, his parents were like, oh, my God, you know, our son's a freak. You know, we can't deal with this. So he gets sent to live with his aunt and uncle. But he gets to start over. So, you know, now he's... You know, he's back in high school, and he's got to go through those, you know, 3 years again, but...
Okay, so he's 18, but his body looks 15, and that's why he's a sophomore, because he's in the coma for so long.
He wasn't, yes.
Okay, I'm
you
following.
Know, So, one night, he's roaming around outside of, like, in his little town, and he sees this woman in this big vat of light coming down from the sky. She's an alien.
Uh-oh.
You know, and he was, you know, gets kind of flustered. He's like, oh my God, what the fuck, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and runs away and, like, passes out in bed and totally thinks it's a dream. Now, the female alien is like, oh my God, a human totally saw me. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to, you know, eradicate the situation, you know, but I'd probably...
Eradication is never the answer, people.
No.
There's always a solution.
She says it. She's like, I have to get rid of the situation. You know, and, you know, so Kay wakes up. He goes to school the next day. And, you know, he finds out that this alien that he saw beaming down the night before is his new teacher.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, oh, no. He's like, the aliens are taking over. You know, this is really creepy. Like, it starts out very lighthearted. Like, you think this is going to be a lighthearted, you know, series. You know, where, you know, he finds out she's an alien. She needs to keep her secret quiet, which is the first part of the series, is that happening. But her secrets slightly start falling out one by one. And like, oh, no. Like, she's an alien, but they thought they meant, like, an illegal alien, as in,
okay.
So they're like, well, we might have to deport you, you know, and he's like, you can't do that because we're getting married. You know, and the school board is kind of like, huh, what? He goes, you're only 15, you can't. And he goes, actually, no, I'm 18, and I can get married at this age. You know, and he brings out documents that prove that he's 18.
Right.
So to keep her secret safe, they get married.
Okay.
So, you know, to keep up with appearances, you know, he moves in his stuff into her place, you know, and, you know, from this point on, the story isn't as light, you know, you think they're just acting, like, they're just putting on an air, but they slowly begin to evolve into, you know, the whole newlywed-esque, you know, life that happens, you know, in marriage, you know, and... You know, they have to keep it a secret, you know, and there's a couple of girls who like Kay at school who, you know, he can't tell them that he's married to the teacher, you know, so, you know, he just lives like he's not married to her, you know, and she's, you know, she comes down to earth because she was supposed to observe human life. That's all she was supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
Now she's being thrown into it, you know, but she's, you know, like, oh, I get to experience new things, you know, I kind of like this and everything like that, you know, but then she starts to actually fall for Kay, and Kay begins to fall for her.
Of course, gotta have the angst part.
You know, but I mean, it's very slow, and I mean, you know, if you can get over the fan service, because Lord knows there is, if you ever see the, you know, the pictures of, you know, this teacher, I mean, very, you know, short skirt with the slit up the front with, you know, pumps on. With those little...
That's how I like my skirts, with slits up the front.
The little square glasses, I mean, with her hair all up, you know, like, you know, sexy, not gonna lie. So, you know, and she's kind of ditzy when she's not at school, so, you know, you kind of got that whole, oh, and, you know, all that. So, I mean, it serves its purpose on lonely nights if you really need it. But anyway... So, I mean, you know, outside of the fan service and the risqueness that happens in the series, you know, it actually has a really good lesson, you know, because, you know, for a good chunk of, you know, this story, you know, they have to keep everything secret, you know, so, and he has to play like he's not with her. So, you know, there's a girl who's been in love with him since they were little, you know, and she's like, well, why haven't you said yes to me? You know, we've been friends for so long, we know so much about each other, you know, and he tries, you know, he tells, you know, this alien, you know, he's like, I need to keep up appearances. He's like, I'll go on a couple of dates with her, but nothing's gonna happen, you know, and the alien's like, yeah, whatever, you know, like, she's like, she doesn't want that to happen because now she's actually really falling in love with him and she's really accepting him as her husband.
Right.
You know, but, you know, she's like, well, I understand that we have to do that, so go ahead. You know, and she's got this jealousy, you know, where she's sneaking around to follow him because she doesn't trust him. You know, and there's this lack of communication that happens a lot in, you know, the first few years of marriage where you're still learning about the person, you know, and you're living with them, so you're seeing them from a totally different perspective, you know, and, you know, and he, you know, he's only 18. So, you know, he's starting to go, wow, I'm actually married. I really need to, you know, step it up and be a man now, you know, when he finally realizes that he really wants to be with, you know, this really hot alien woman. You know,
does the really hot alien woman have a name?
She does, but I couldn't pronounce it to save my life.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I don't want to try and butcher it and then have Bandai sue me.
Oh, they won't sue you.
But then again, most of the time in the series, a lot of people just call her teacher.
Okay.
Like, they don't really even refer to her in her name. They just are like, teacher, you know, and she's always the only one around. So she's always like, yes, and, you know. So, you know, they kind of push the teacher. But, you know, there's, you know, Kay's got a bunch of friends, you know, none of them know that, one, the teacher's an alien, and two, he's married to the teacher.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, the couple of guy friends that he have are like, oh my God, I totally am going to, like, bang her, you know, and he's all like, no, you're not, ha 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 ha, you know, and there's a girl, because, you know, if you ever notice, you know, if there's a certain amount of boys, there's always a certain amount of girls, so that, you know, there's that unison.
Uh-huh.
Like even numbers, you know.
Symmetry.
So
symmetry, yeah. Is what you're looking for.
Yes. So there's three boys and there's three girls, you know, and one of the girls, you know, like I told you, is like madly in love with Kay. You know, and she's like, you know, I keep telling Kay I like him and I just don't understand, and she's got this best friend. And she's short. And she's tiny, but she's got this very low voice. Like, she sounds like she's older than she is. Uh-huh. She also suffers from standstills.
Okay.
So, you know, it's her... She feels it's her job to keep her best friend happy. So, you know, she goes to Kay and she's like, you know that she's loved you for so long. You know, I don't know, what is your problem? She's pretty, she's fun, and she's active. You know, give her a chance. You know, you're going to hurt her feelings. You know, and Kay doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
But he's a married man.
Yeah,
he can't
exactly
be doing what they's wanting him to do.
Exactly. But, I mean, he does try to date this friend and, you know, and he forces himself, like, to be attracted to her. And he forces himself to, you know, like, to kiss her. And finally, at one point, he's like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, there's someone I'm in love with, and I can't do this to you, and I can't do this to her. But at the time that this happens, you know, in walks the teacher, you know, to catch them macking, you know, and she's all like, you know, heartbroken because she didn't think that they were going to be doing stuff like that. So she goes running off. She's running down a beach and he's running down the, you know, the beach, and he has this cute little computer, and it looks like a little midget with an inner tube.
Okay.
And like he just makes the funniest noise, like wonk 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 wonk, you know. And like his name's Marie, you know. And whenever she wants to teleport, she's like, Marie, transport me to here, and it's a priority one. Like, you know how with Kaleidostar, how in the intro there's always the word amazing.
Yes.
And how you found that kind of irksome.
Yes.
Well, at the end of every episode of Please Teacher, the teacher's voice, you know, she introduces what the next, you know, and she's like, I hope you watch it because it's a priority one. So, you gotta get, yeah. So, it becomes irksome, too, if you're one of those people. But, overall, you know, by the end of it, you know, they conquer all those insecurities that kind of, you know, linger in the back of young couples, you know, wedded couples' lives. So, you know, I was really surprised at how serious of a series this was. I mean, when you first look at it, you're just like, wow, big boobs bouncing everywhere, you know.
Boobies!
Yeah, exactly. You can't do it like I do.
No.
But, you know, but you, if you pay attention, there's an actual honest lesson.
If you can see past the bouncing tatas, you're saying.
Yes.
There's an actual decent story.
Story, yes. You know, there is, you know, the 13th episode, which actually is... They kind of released it as an OVA.
Okay.
And it's completely and utterly off script. Like, it has nothing to do with the story, you know, and it's purely random and it's overly perverse. And all the tension, all the fan service that was happening in the series was, like, all rolled into one episode. You know, it's after all the troubles have happened, you know, and Alien's mom, who actually looks hotter than the alien... or the teacher, you know, comes down to Earth, and she's like, you know, I love me some human, too, you know, and like...
What?
And she's like all over Kay, you know, and the teacher's like, that's my husband, Mom. You know, it's like, well, why can't we share? I mean, it's out there. This last, the 13th episode is purely out there. There's no, like, cohesion from the actual series, you know, and the mom's like, well, how often do you guys do it? You know, and the wife's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Mother, but I don't think this is a conversation that we should be having right now. You know, and you know, she's like, you guys still haven't done it yet, and how long have you been married?
Oh my God, please tell me you're kidding. No, please tell me that you're kidding.
I'm not. You know, so she's like, so the mother gets in her head. She's like, I got to get these two to, you know, to do each other. So, you know, the whole episode is pretty much she kidnaps Kay, you know, and brings him to this sex hotel, which is kind of, they're kind of popular in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Or they call them love hotels.
Uh-huh, yes.
You know, and like, she has all these like toys and gadgets like in this room.
Oh, no.
You know, and, you know, and Marie, you know, the little inner tube midget robot.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, shows the teacher where he is and, like, sees that he's all, like, bound up and sees, like, the mother, like, in, like, dominatrix gear with, like,
with this gun type of thing.
And when she goes and she clicks, you know, the trigger, this little spinning brush comes out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, this whole episode, the teacher's like, I've got to find Kay before my mother does something. So she's running around, she bumps into every character that is in the series, and she's like, have you seen Kay? And it's like, actually, I saw him with this really hot woman with big boobs. I think they were heading over near the Love Hotel. I'd be careful if I were you. They're probably fucking.
Oh my god.
So by the end of the episode, you know, the teacher gets to the hotel room, and she gets there, and Kay is, like, bound to this bed. You know, and, like, he's all tied up, you know, and he's kind of, like, whimpering because, you know, he assumes that the mother is, like, going to rape him.
I would assume that the same way.
But the mother's not in the room. The mother left, you know, so, you know, the teacher unbinds him and she's like, I'm so sorry that my mother did this. I don't know why, you know, but, you know, we're here and you're kind of naked and there's stuff, so maybe we should. And there's definitely sex in the 13th episode. Like, hot, passionate, love hotel sex. So if that's what you were hoping for in the series, watch episode 13.
Oh, okay. So if you just want to jump to the anime porn part, softcore as it may be, just skip to episode 13. Okay.
So, I mean, overall, I really did like this series. I mean, for most people, I mean, it wouldn't be something that I would rush to Best Buy to buy.
Right.
If I was the average person.
Uh-huh.
You know. But, yeah. But I'm not average, so, yeah, I mean, I really did enjoy the story, and I enjoyed the story so much that I went out and bought the sequel called Onegai Twins. Yeah, has nothing to do with the first series, and, the basic story is there's this boy who's living by himself, and he has a picture with this, you know, when he was a baby, and there's another person in the picture. It's a baby girl, so he assumes he has a sister. And one night, these two girls show up to his house one by one, obviously not together, uh-huh, claiming to be his long-lost twin sister.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're like, well, we're not sure. It's like, well, I don't know. I could be your sister, but then again, I might not be. And if, you know, I'm not your sister, then I could be, you know.
Oh, something. No. No.
Yeah.
No. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And like this tension, there's four volumes for that, so there's 12 episodes with that, 13 if you want the special episode.
Oh, no, I don't want the special episode.
But needless to say, like, they totally went up and beyond.
Ew.
The second series.
Ew. I don't want to hear.
Or incest-like with a lot more fans. Then watch Onegai Twins.
Ew, ew. No, incest is bad.
Well, for one of them, it's not incest.
Still, that's a 50-50 shot at screwing your sister, man. You gotta just let it go. You just gotta let it go. Move on.
That's all I've got for you guys, so,
I'm all teary-eyed after laughing and being disgusted by that.
Over to you.
Oh, sure. Pass it to
me
now.
And now you can...
That I'm all disgusted and everything.
Yes, so...
All right, well...
I just figured I'd throw that out there for everybody.
Well, you know, you could have kept it to yourself.
I'm sorry.
You could have wrote about that, like, later, when I wasn't looking.
I could have.
But it's all right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
You're right.
Don't lie.
I'm not. You're right.
All right. I guess that means it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you know how much I just love Sony, right?
Oh, yeah.
you know that they're my favoritest in the whole world. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's been a little news this week about some trouble that they might be having there in the Sony camp. THQ, you know, the development company, they pulled a game from PS3 development. SmackDown versus Raw 07. Yeah. Yeah, they stopped making it for the PS3. Yeah. I was reading the story on Digital Battle, and THQ basically said that the development team would rather concentrate their resources on the three other platforms than for the PS3. And I'm like, wow. I was like, oh snap. They're saying that they would rather put their resources, which means their money and manpower, behind developing on the other platforms than this upcoming platform. So that kind of should send up some red flags for some people, because THQ is not a small company, you know, development publisher company at all. They make some big money titles. I mean, there's a lot of sports games that you play that when you put them in, they are very quick to tell you that they're a THQ title. So it's not like they're a fly-by-night company by any means.
Right.
And I thought that the quote was really funny, because then I asked myself, well, which three other platforms are they talking? Are they talking Wii, PS2, Xbox 360? Are they talking Wii, Xbox 360, DS Lite? Are they talking Wii, Xbox 360, PSP? Are they talking GameCube? You know, they didn't say which three other platforms, but the fact that you could pick any of those combinations and exclude the PS3 isn't good news for Sony by any stretch of the imagination. Because if they're saying that if they would rather spend money to develop on current-gen consoles for the PlayStation, being the PS2, then for the next-gen PS console, then that must mean that they're having a hell of a time developing for the console and coming up empty-handed.
Oh, poor Sony.
But this is the thing that kills me, is because Sony keeps saying that, oh no, there's no problem. Like, this week they shipped out their dev kits for the system, which means now any game developer can get their hands on it and start working on developing titles for the system. So not just the companies that they wanted to have launch titles, but they sent out dev kits to everybody who's developing now.
Okay.
So that they can make games. But EA, who, let's face it, we all know has cornered the market on the sports games, hasn't even been showing the support for the PlayStation 2 that they've been showing for the Wii. Like, they had their, their showcase of their autumn games on July, I think it was 13th, right? And they had a bunch of press come in, and they were showing off six titles that they were working on that were going to be launch titles for the Nintendo Wii. EA is going to have six launch titles for the Wii. Nintendo Wii. I just want to make sure that you understood what I'm saying here. Launch titles ready.
Wow. Okay.
And so they showed off these two really long demos of two of the games. And then they showed a short clip of a car racing game for the PS3.
Right.
Okay. Didn't announce any launch titles. Didn't announce any upcoming titles. Just showed this pre-rendered movie of a racing title that they said that they were working on for the PlayStation 3. And that they were still testing the PlayStation 3's potential. EA is testing the PlayStation 3 potential. The people who have cornered the market on being able to bring you Madden and all of the associated national sports, the NBA games, the NHL games, all that stuff, didn't announce any titles for the PlayStation 3 at their autumn game showcase.
Wow, they suck.
Yeah. And it's not EA that's sucking in that equation. That's Sony.
No, Sony.
Okay, because if EA was going to showcase a launch title, it would be during this particular showcase, because these are the games that are going to be coming out in this quarter. Since the Sony PlayStation 3 is supposed to launch in November, I would assume that any games that EA was going to have ready in that quarter would be part of their showcase. They didn't have anything, which means they weren't showcasing anything. So this just makes me think that development for the PlayStation 3 is terribly difficult. That nobody's going to do it. Like, and so I spent the week basically trying to find more stories and that from reliable sources that back that up. And I found them. Like, Business Week Online had a report that they put out where they basically talked to the CEO of Sony Corp, who said, yeah, our console is expensive, but people are paying for the potential of the system. Okay.
Well, so far, they don't have much potential for
potentially,
anything.
Potentially, it's just a sock in your wallet is all I'm seeing at this point. And it gets even worse because, like, I had written a couple of weeks ago, I think, about this survey that was done in Japan of Japanese game developers, and not all of them, but a handful of them, and 90% of them said that they all felt that the cost of the console was too much. Well, now analysts are saying that they're seeing it reflected in development for the PlayStation 3, because what it's looking like now is that more and more developers are pulling their resources from efforts to develop on the PlayStation 3 platform and putting them to developing on the less expensive, less taxing development on the other two consoles, being the Nintendo Wii and the Xbox 360. And Sony can go on and on and on about, you know, how badass their system is, but if they don't have anybody developing games for the sucker, they're not going to have anybody buying any of them.
They're screwed.
Yeah, and a lot of these developers are saying that, you know, that they're pulling back because they know that Sony is not going to sell the amount of units that they think they're going to sell because of the price tag of the machine. So they're actually waiting for price drops on the machine so the machine can become more popular to make it feasible for them to put the resources back to developing on the platform. Because I guarantee you that SmackDown game is not the only game that is going to be pulled and shelved or canceled that was supposed to be a PlayStation 3 title.
P.S. Sony is screwed.
Oh, they're screwed. Like, I was reading this article, and it was somebody who had responded to a post of ours called 10 Reasons That the Sony PlayStation 3 Will Succeed, and it was a little tongue-in-cheek. Okay, maybe it was a lot of tongue-in-cheek. But some people didn't actually get it, and somebody actually dug it, and it ran on Dig, and a whole lot of people got pissed off about it. It was so funny, actually, reading through their responses on Dig, because I was like, damn, y'all just didn't get it, but okay. But this one guy was going on and on about how the PlayStation 3 was going to be a dominant machine, and it was this, and it was that, and he had all these games that were going to be coming out on the PlayStation 3, like God of War 2, and this, that, and the other. And I wrote back, I was like, hold up, wait a minute, you forgot to put some truth in it, because God of War 2 is not a PlayStation 3 title, people. God of War 2 is coming out on the PlayStation 2, okay? Even though it is a Sony game, it's developed by SCEA, which is Sony Computer Entertainment America, in their Santa Clara... Is it Santa Clara or Santa Monica? It might be Santa Monica Studios. Yeah, Santa Monica Studios. Under Corey Balrog now, who is under David Jaffe, said that no, they didn't want to have to learn a whole new architecture and piece of hardware to develop it for the PlayStation 3. So it is a PlayStation 2 game. Okay? When Sony itself cannot enforce its own developers to develop on the new hardware,
you've got a problem.
You got a serious problem. Okay, when your in-house developers prefer your old platform to the new piece of shit that you got supposed to be rolling out, you got a serious problem.
Burn.
Serious. Okay, so you can say all of that stuff that you want, and don't get me wrong, I think that once they hammer out all of the bad, naughty, icky things,
right,
with the PlayStation 3, I think that it will be a contender, but off the bat, I'm not seeing it. Not when I keep seeing things like the S&P now downgrading the Sony stock to a sell as opposed to a buy, which I never in my blah, 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 years of existence would have ever thought that Sony stock would not be a buy.
Right.
But it's not, because they don't have any faith in it. They think that the price point is way, way too high, that what you're getting in the box is not indicative of that. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Blu-ray player itself would be worth it if there was Blu-ray content that people were actually clamoring for. Okay, nobody's demanding Blu-ray except Sony. I mean, nobody's demanding HD DVD.
Not yet.
Okay, but they're trying to cram it down everybody's throats because they want to sell more movies at a higher price than what they're getting now.
So
that
they can make more profit.
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamin's baby.
And don't get me wrong, okay? There's nothing wrong with wanting to make a profit, okay?
No.
I want to make profit. You want to make profit. I want to turn those profits into stuff in my apartment, okay? So there's absolutely nothing wrong with all of that, but at what cost to the consumer?
Right.
Okay? Are you going to force a product that the consumer doesn't want, doesn't need, and absolutely is trying to avoid at a price point that is just ridiculous? To what end? Consumer won't buy it. You spend all this R&D money and you're shit out of luck. So that's just you know, my couple of points on that. But it was really funny to read this Business Week Online article, and I'll try to remember to put a link to it in the show notes for people that if you want to read it yourself, because it was a really interesting read, because they basically backed up everything that I've been thinking about Sony, mm-hmm, and the relationship that they have with developers. Now, earlier this week, EA tried to come out and they released a statement saying that, oh, no, we absolutely have, you know, our support for the PS3 and it's a great platform. We're just still trying to figure it out, but we are definitely going to have titles for it and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, of course you will, but you're not having any launch titles. I mean, can you remember the last time that Madden wasn't available first day on every platform? Because I doubt when November hits that there will be a Madden for it. I doubt it. I don't think it'll be ready. I think that you'll have Madden on every other platform ready, but I don't think it'll be ready for the PS3.
Right.
I think that Sony really bit off more than it could chew in trying to make this.
It,
you
really
know,
stepped in the cock-a-poo-poo.
I think so. I think in trying to make a machine that had the mechanics that could crush everything else underneath it, they've crushed the developers in the process. Okay, I mean, because let's face it, the developers are the people who make their money by making popular games on popular platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't make a popular game on a platform that isn't going to sell well. Okay, there were a lot of kick-ass Dreamcast games, but nobody bought Dreamcasts, so it died.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they're pulling their resources from developing on the PS3 to focus on the other platforms, then doesn't that mean that they have more faith in the popularity of the other platforms than the PS3? Because that's where they're putting their money and banking on it, making a profit there.
Yeah.
So that says that they have no faith in the PS3 at this point.
Yes, that's
as
right.
As a launch.
Well, no offense, but I don't see, if they manage to pull around and, you know, make some changes, maybe they can do a quick save, but it's not going to be the kind of save that would give them the number one slot with next-gen consoles.
No, I mean, because they're going to have to do a whole lot of things. I mean, seriously. The PlayStation 3 is supposed to release itself in the U.S. on November 17th, right? We're now coming up on August. Have you heard anything about what's supposed to be a launch title?
No, I have no idea.
Have you heard any buzz?
No.
Do you
actually
have any of your local EB GameStops, you know, places where you buy games, are they taking pre-orders on the systems yet? Have they mentioned the availability of any launch titles coming up?
No.
Yeah, isn't that a little odd?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, one of the EB here where I live, they have already cleared off a shelf. It's only one because they don't have a whole section yet, but just a shelf for Nintendo Wii stuff.
Oh, they're already preparing for the Wii.
Okay, so they're already making space for the Wii stuff. You know how when they put the temporary box art boxes up because it's too early yet for them to get even sample boxes? Okay, well, they already got a shelf up, and they put up a little sign saying that the Wii stuff was going to go there. They already have space for the Xbox 360. They don't have a shelf for the PS3 yet, and the one that I went to. I keep hearing about launch titles and keep seeing demo and actual gameplay of Nintendo Wii games and obviously of Xbox 360 games, but I haven't seen any actual gameplay footage that wasn't of pre-rendered stuff for the PS3. So it makes me suspect that all those titles that Sony announced at E3 as being launch titles still aren't ready.
Right.
I mean, have you seen Capcom boasting about Devil May Cry 4 yet? Because I know
no,
I sure haven't.
I would have expected that since I'm kind of sitting waiting for it patiently.
Yeah, me too. And I haven't heard a damn thing about it. And so it makes me real antsy because now I'm starting to wonder if
it's actually going to like be a title that's going to happen or if it's going to get pulled and like developed elsewhere.
Yeah. I'm very, very scared of that because when I'm terrified that what's going to happen is that it's going to get tabled for a while until the PlayStation 3 works out all of its kinks. And so instead of being a launch title, now I'm thinking that, you know, Devil May Cry 4 may not come out until spring of 2008.
Mm.
Because hopefully by that time, Sony will have worked through all of their problems. Because basically, to pull this thing out for Sony right now, all I can see happening is that they would have to reduce the price of the boxes, which they don't want to do because they're already taking a huge hit in the price for what they're charging, because the Blu-ray player alone is worth more than $600. And the fact that they've got the PS2 architecture in there with the PS3 architecture really makes that box probably cost them that much, if not more, than the $600. So they're already taking a hit, but they're going to have to bring that price down. They're going to have to get launch titles available, and they're going to have a flawless online gameplay service in order for them to gain back some of the ground that they are losing at this point. Because I think they've
lost a lot of ground already.
I think that they're losing ground with gamers because I see nothing but good things being written about the Nintendo Wii. Games are actually starting to come out that are really taking advantage of the power that the Xbox 360 has available. You know, games like Prey and this Bullet Witch game that's getting ready to launch. I think that's going to be a heck of
a nice
thing.
Title.
Yeah, Bullet Witch actually looks like it's going to be good. Then you got
is that going to be a first person?
Yeah, basically the reason why I wrote about it was because I saw this blurb as I was going through my bookmark website that was talking about this game that was like Devil May Cry, but with estrogen. And I was like, okay, wait, what? I'm like,
whoa, I was no like, way, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because I was like, anything that's described like that, I gotta be the judge of this. So I did some digging and did some Googling, much Googling, and was finally able to piece together a few things. Yes, Google. Piece together a little bit of information because it's being developed by a company called AQ Interactive, who has three development houses in AQ Interactive, and Caveat is doing this one. And they're also doing another game called Cryon, which sounds really deep, and I'll be talking about that later in the week. But I saw some gameplay from the game, an actual gameplay trailer from Bullet Witch on GameTrailers.com, which I linked to in the article. And the game looks really impressive. And it does. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Devil May Cry, just in the stylings of the environment.
Right.
And the fact that you are a one character taking on basically the world.
Entire evil organization.
With demons are pretty much, you know, invading the planet. And they've pretty much killed mankind almost to the point of extinction.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. It's dark times. It's not a manic Monday. It's really a downer day. And so this witch, Alicia, is, you know, using her powers and taking it upon herself to stick it to the demons. And
I think I kind of like this.
Yeah, it looks really good. Like, if you watch the trailer, she's kind of badass. She's got some elemental powers, and then she's got this thing that I'm not sure if it's, like, supposed to look like a broom, but it's, like, long, and it's thin on one end, and it's fat on the other. She kind of holds it almost like a guitar, but it's a sidearm. Sometimes it shoots like a shotgun. Sometimes it shoots like an AK. She can lay down some serious smack. She's kind of hot looking, but dark hot looking. Yeah.
This character would, like, try to play on Dante? You're like, hey, baby, I'm hot shit. You're hot shit.
I think that this... I would have to see how the character reacts in the dub version, because the only trailers that they have available are the Japanese versions.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not exactly sure what it is that she's saying, so I can't really tell what her attitude is, but she looks kind of badass, so I would assume that she'd have the same type of badass mentality. I think she probably would... I hope that she is like Dante in that she's not all good. She's kind of dark and is only good when she's forced kind of to be.
Right.
You know? And so if that's the case, then I think what would happen is that Dante would say something slick, and then she'd kind of give him a look and say some kind of double entendre slick thing back, and then bounce.
All right.
That's
cool.
That's what she looks like to me.
That's hot sound.
Yeah, that's a character that I would, like, really want to play. So I'm hoping that that's what she ends up being like. Because, yeah, that would definitely be hot. Yeah.
Cool.
Big time.
Awesome.
Big time. But, anyway, I think that Sony's really messing up, and I hope that they maybe take my advice or the advice of pretty much everybody that's writing about them these days and start putting some things into effect in order to make the system better for the consumer, because at this point they're really screwing the consumer, and I think that that's going to show come November.
Right.
I think that they're really in for a rude awakening, and I hate to see it. I mean, as much as I'm having a good time just totally ripping them a new one every time I talk about them, it really makes me sad, because for so long, you know, I mean, we've grown up with Sony being the top name in home
Everything. Electronics.
Okay, they had the best TVs, Grand Vegas, and I mean, Trinitron screens. They had the best Walkman. They had the best home stereo equipment. And now it just seems like they got so caught up in their own hype that they can't look down their own nose to see the rest of us down here in the real world can't afford what they're doing. I mean, you know how bad I wanted an Aibo puppy, but I wasn't going to cough up $2,000 for a robotic dog.
Well, you could spend $2,000 and get a purebred.
When I'm like, okay, I can get a purebred for under $1,000 and still have $1,000 left to play with. Okay, $2,000, I can buy a robotic dog, or I can pay my rent, have food, internet.
And live.
Cable, go to some movies, get some pay-per-view, and order Chinese. Like, huh, which is more important? You know, so it really makes me sad that they're doing so poorly and that they're doing it to themselves repeatedly. And they don't seem to understand that. Like,
it's like they're shooting themselves repetitively in their foot.
Yes. And telling everyone that they're not bleeding.
Oh, see. Yeah.
See, that's what they're doing. They're shooting themselves in the foot and telling everybody that they're not bleeding. And we can all see the blood. Okay, they're turning pale because they've lost Sony platelets.
So much.
But they
right.
keep saying that they're not bleeding. And it really does make me sad, because I'm just so afraid that this next gen is going to fail, and when it does, it's going to be the turning corner, and the industry is going to start going down again, and we'll be back in 1984.
And we'll have to sit there and ask the question, who will be the next Sony?
Well, it's not even going to be that, because if it does the downturn, I mean, let's face it, all of the senators and people in politics are trying to make a big deal about violence and sex in video games, mostly the violence in the video games. There's a rumor that Hillary Clinton is going to propose that a tax be put on video games, kind of like
what?
The, yeah, just like the cigarette tax, but for video games, because, you know, they're
what?
Not expensive enough. Yep. So that rumor's floating around, and I think that it's going to be something that they're going to try and make a platform to run on. Okay, so you've got that, all the politics crap going, and let's face it, there's a whole lot of parents out there that aren't really informed about what video games really are and what the ratings really are and what games their kids are playing. So they're going to hear about this on the news, and it's going to be on Dateline, and somebody's going to, you know, bring up the stupid hot coffee thing. And so then parents are going to go, oh my God, my kid plays video games. I wonder what games that they're really playing. And they're going to get all upset. And then if Sony has this downturn, I just think that it'll be the crack that will start driving the industry down.
The legal
down.
Battle.
Well, not even legal battle. It's just going to be a lot of negative things happening in the industry. Sony's is going to go down. Then you're going to have all the politicians getting in on games and the violence. And so then you're going to have the ESRB is going to be restructured. And they're going to come out with all kinds of new ratings. And then, which means they're going to have to pull all the games off the shelf, rejacket them. There are going to be some games that aren't going to be rejacketed because they don't want to invest the money to do it. So then there are going to be games that you're not going to be able to find anymore. Then you're going to have games that are going to take even longer to come out because they're going to have to go through an even longer evaluation process in order to get the proper rating. And gamers are going to get sick and tired of it. And they're just going to go back to doing stuff on their computer and not messing with the consoles, and so the industry is going to get lower and lower. There's going to be less money coming in, and then all these people who have been going to school because they want to be game developers aren't going to be able to have a job because the industry is not going to be there because the gamers are going to be gone.
Right.
Okay? If you've got to wait 3 years for the next Devil May Cry game, are you going to buy a PS3 this year?
No.
Right. And do you think you're the only gamer that's going to do that?
No.
So we're going to end up back in 84 when they're... There was no game developer companies out there except for maybe Atari, which I don't think is going to make it throughout the year. And you're going to have a handful of developers, a handful of games coming out every year, and that's it. And I'm terrified that that's going to be what's going to happen. So I really hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that Sony can pull this thing out and that this negativity that I see coming over the horizon doesn't come. But I think it's going to.
I think Sony's been riding high on their pony for a little too long, so they need something to, you know, modest them out.
I know. I'm just hoping that the thing that brings them back to the reality isn't the thing that breaks the success that's been, you know, that bursts the successful bubble that the game industry as a whole has been enjoying over the past couple of years. And that's my fear. That's my big fear, because these things go in waves, and it's about ready to start coming back down, and I just don't want to be the Sony failure, the thing to start that, because then it just keeps going down until there is no industry, and that'll suck. But hey, Licksang is taking pre-orders for the PlayStation 3, so if you want to trust your money to Licksang, you can go all over there and pre-order PS3. Prove me wrong, people. Go buy them, and then tell me about it, because I'm not buying one. Right off the bat, I'm gonna wait to like Rev 2.
Yeah, I think I might wait to Wave 2 also.
Yeah, like I was thinking about getting one so that we could do early game reviews, but seeing as how it doesn't look like there's gonna be a whole lot of them,
I opt for the.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna keep that $600. Well, $600 and probably $70 for a game and the controller.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then
fuck
the memory
it.
Card. Alright, so probably $720. We'll call it $720. Uh-uh. I'm gonna keep that $720 in my pocket.
Yeah,
oh,
you do
don't,
that.
Let's not forget the tax. Alright, so I'm gonna keep that $735 in my pocket.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna put it right there. I'm gonna keep
fuck
it for
it.
For a rainy day.
EKIT.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Exclamation point.
And then the last little bit of news that I saw, I keep seeing this date floating around the internet on respectable sites, so I'm thinking that they might be onto something, but the rumor is that the official launch date for the Nintendo Wii is going to be October 2nd. That seems to be the date that I keep seeing pop up over and over again, is October 2nd. Yeah, like for a while there was this thing that I saw on Dig, and they were like, this guy's like, yeah, somebody said that, like, if you paid attention and, like, read this ad that they did, that there are, like, clues about when the release date is. And then someone's like, no, there's not. They're just trying to get more people to, like, go and look at the ad. And then somebody's like, no, there's something really there. And then someone's like, no, the official date looks like October 2nd. So I keep seeing it floating around. Like, I've gone to Kotaku, and I've gone to Dig. I've gone to News for Gamers, which I absolutely adore, by the way. And Too Old to Play, and that seems to be the date that they all are agreeing on. So I trust all those sources, so I think that they're probably right, because that'll let the Sony influx start and fizzle real quick, and then Nintendo can come out and then capitalize on people not being able to actually pick up a PlayStation 3 because they're not a lot in production and ready. So I would guess that would probably be a very smart move.
Yes, indeed.
On their part. So that, I think, is the end of my stuff. I do have a couple of things that I want to say about Xbox Live, because I've been on it now for a week, and I'm actually having a really good time.
And, oh, good.
Like, only a handful of guys really say anything negative about me being a girl gamer or losing to me. Impugning my heritage, or should say lineage anymore. That doesn't really happen much now. But for all the guys that I've been playing with on DOA Online, you know who you are. I've been having a ball. I'm coming to get all of my points back, so bitches, be ready and have them all bundled up for me, because I'm coming to get them all.
That sounds like a threat.
It's not a threat. It's just a promise. I'm coming to get my points back. I've been practicing. I also want to send some love to our visitors from across the pond, over the sea, international, because you've been very, very loyal and showing up all the time. So I just want to give some love to the people in New Zealand coming in and grabbing our podcast and visiting the website, and also to the visitors from Israel and the visitors from Hungary.
Hungary?
Yeah. We've got a bunch of people coming in from there, and I think that's just great. We love that you're visiting and listening. Keep it up. Keep coming back. We love the love.
Yes, we do.
And you can keep visiting us at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can call us. It's a toll-free call. It doesn't cost you anything, at 1-888-333-8985. If you got a question or a comment, you can leave us a message, and we will answer it either in the podcast, on the website, or in an email directly to you. So bring them in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you like hearing about, and what you don't, because it's a free call for you, but it's free love
it's
for
free
us.
Free love for us.
And, we love that free love.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, keep commenting on the website, because that gets you an entry into our weekly sweepstakes. We give away candy, and once a month, we give away an Electric Sisterhood t-shirt. You can't buy these t-shirts, people.
No, we're just promotional stuff, giving it away. We won't be selling them in our store.
No, we won't be selling them in the store, which it is coming, people. It's around the corner. It's almost ready.
It's almost there.
So you'll
it's
be able to there. Buy your favorite ESH merch, because merch is good.
And show it to your friends and be like, haha, I'm cool and you're not.
Yeah. Be like, haha, I know what this means.
When I get my shirt, when I'm walking on campus, I'll be like, yeah, I'm the hot shit. Yeah, that's me. Check it out.
Yeah, this is my shirt. This is what I do. This is what I am. I live this.
Yep, exactly. I'll even just say that the first day of classes.
Oh my God, if you do, please, please record yourself saying that, because I got to hear that. That'll be awesome. But anyway, I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
I think it's toast.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to feed it to some pigeons. There are some pigeons that have been flying around. They look kind of hungry.
Pigeons are dirty.
Well, you know what? It's not their fault they're dirty.
Yes, it is.
No,
they eat dirty shit.
Well, they're that hungry. There are homeless people who do the exact same thing.
Yeah? Why don't you feed it to a homeless guy? Don't feed it to a pigeon.
Okay, fine. I'll feed
pigeons
it to a homeless
guy. Pigeons have diseases.
They're so nasty. Do homeless people.
They're like winged rats. Homeless people are not like winged rats. If you say that, I swear the next time I see you, I will slap you.
I'll give my toast to a homeless person.
Okay, that'd be really sweet. I'll do the same thing. I'll donate my toast.
We're donating our toast.
I donate the toast. The symbolic.
Yes.
Donating toast. Because I'm not actually going to make toast this time.
Yeah, neither am I. It's
like, I usually actually make toast, but this time I'm not going to make toast. I think I'm just going to get some Chinese.
Yummy.
That sounds good.
Let's stop talking about food.
Alright. So I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out.
And we're out.